Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Thursday, March 3rd. The year is 2022. This is the Alex Jones Show. And now it is extremely clear exactly what's going on. The globalists have launched their great reset. They've used the COVID-19 hysteria and fear to roll out the beginnings of their worldwide social credit score. And now they need a pretext to sell the next level of absolute and total censorship, and it's everywhere. They're not just taking RT off different cable and satellite systems around the world. They're now going out and targeting Russians that work and live abroad who are prominent in the arts, like the major conductor of the Munich Orchestra, and having a litmus test, just like McCarthy did in the 1950s in the Red Scare, that if they don't denounce Putin and if they don't basically get in line with the globalists, that they will then lose their job. They will be fired. This is so incredibly dangerous. And just a few days ago, right when Biden signed all these sanctions on to Russia, he at the same time expanded and extended the order for no new oil drilling or gas drilling in almost all of the United States and in the Gulf of Mexico. And, of course, he also signed another order. There's just so much. Continuing to ban the Keystone Pipeline that is open and ready to operate and increase our oil refining and capacity upwards of 30%. Because the refineries are ready down in Houston and down in Shreveport and South Texas and Louisiana and other areas like Mississippi. But they're not getting the raw oil they need. Instead, that oil is being shipped by train to the west coast of Canada and shipped to China, Japan, and others. This is why America's falling apart. It's why our energy systems are down. And on top of it, we have Hillary Clinton running around calling for major central banks and governments to take over all the cryptocurrency markets because, quote, ooh, the Russians might use it. It's the same argument. Hey, ban all Americans' guns. Because somebody might illegally use a gun, so you have to have your gun taken. This is all a giant power grab, the next phase of the Great Reset. And I didn't just start saying that this week or last week or last month or last year. I've been explaining for years before they launched this operation, 26 months ago, that the next push would be war, would be crackdowns on any type of alternative currency, and then the big cyber attack. So here's Pete Buttigieg, who heads up transportation, saying, oh, we can't have short-term solutions to your oil prices more than doubling in the last year. No, no, we've got to have long-term solutions, which means all the electric garbage that takes even more carbon than gasoline. Again, the left never asked where does the power that they get for their cars actually come from. And now that governments are mandating electric cars in many parts of the world, they're going up as much as 100% in price. So here's Pete Buttigieg saying, hey, he's basically echoing what the head of the Department of Energy said. Oh, we're in a transition right now. You've just got to get used to it. Here's the clip, and we'll be right back on the other side.
Way costs will go down for American families across the board.
I hear you, sir, but those are long-term solutions for bigger issues. And you know we live in a short-term world, so I just want to stay on gas for another moment. And you're absolutely right. The president doesn't set the price of gas, but he can influence it. And while releasing some strategic reserves matters, given how much has been released, it's really just a drop in the bucket. Are there things like, and I realize it is controversial, it has huge environmental impacts. Could the president possibly consider authorizing the Keystone Pipeline, working something out with Iran?
I mean, look, the president has said that all options are on the table, but we also need to make sure that we're not galloping after permanent solutions to immediate short-term problems where more strategic and tactical actions in the short term can make a difference, like what you have with the Strategic Reserve, which exists partly in order to respond to situations like this. And, of course, the president's laid out policies that are going to help cushion the impacts of any volatility in energy markets for the future by building building up more of a diversified and homegrown energy base for this country. Look, we don't know what the next curveball is going to be, affecting oil prices, affecting the global energy markets, from a pandemic to a war. Anything can happen any given day. And the president's been working to make sure.
I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean?
Biblical.
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff. Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Sworn upon the altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Riding shotgun is Owen Schroyer from the studios in Austin, Texas. It's important to pull back to the 35,000-foot view and realize that everything you're witnessing, with the forced rollout of the deadly vaccines, to the war in Ukraine, to hyperinflation around the planet, to collapsing third world countries and giant refugee floods coming to the first world, is all chronicled and all laid out by the Carnegie Endowment, by the Rockefeller Endowment, by the Club of Rome, and by their spokesperson organization, their mouthpiece, Klaus Schwab, and the World Economic Forum. That's how I always know what their options are and what they're going to do next, is because I read what the actual controllers of the world talk about and say. And going back more than 25 years ago, I was reading books written by all these amazing individuals, a lot of them members of Congress, members of the House, the Senate, people like Barry Goldwater, people like Ron Paul, I mean, just Gary Allen, so many books that had documents and newspaper clippings and things in them in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, with prominent people in Congress having hearings about this, and the secretive British intelligence roundtable groups and the corporate espionage groups, and how they had a plan to take over all the nation states and devalue the currencies and bring in a digital currency and break up the family and promote homosexuality. I mean, all of this has been a blueprint, a battle plan. But we're not in the beta phase of the battle plan. We're now in the operational phase of the battle plan. And that's why I don't normally agree with a lot of the globalist analysts, all the former top generals and the rest of them from the UK, Europe, and the US and Canada. But now I do, when they say that we are the closest to nuclear war the planet has ever been, even worse than during the Cuban Missile Crisis in the early 1960s. And the weapons are much more high-tech and much more dangerous today. And that's why Putin moved into Ukraine, was because Ukraine was talking about getting nuclear weapons from the West, and the West had been moving nuclear weapons into the area. I'm not defending what Putin did. I don't want a war, but I see what Kennedy did in the early 1960s during the Cuban Missile Crisis when Russia put intermediate range nukes in Cuba. And we told them, pull them out or we're going to invade Cuba.
and they pulled him out, or we would have invaded Cuba. It's now been declassified that Kennedy had hundreds of thousands of troops ready, the Marines, all of it, the Army, the amphibious landing craft, was all being prepared on the East Coast and in Florida to go into Cuba if the Russians didn't pull their missiles out. So again, that's the real world we're in. And all of this is being used to bring in this digital police state to go after crypto and to go after countries that don't do what the IMF and World Bank say. And all of this is the exercise of power of globalism in the future with a cashless society, global social credit score, where if you don't do exactly what they say, when they say, how they want it, if you don't socially behave precisely like they tell you to, you are cut off from the lights turning on, from being able to have a car, being able to travel, being able to get food, being able to have a job. And then they just tell you, well, you have a right to live on the street. And the whole social safety network that they've built up that encourages people to be homeless will then be removed, and we're going to see the real collapse of civilization. That's what the globalists have done in the third world, where in the last 2 years they cut off the food. Many areas under IMF and World Bank directives are still under lockdown in Latin America and in Africa, and over 40 million have starved to death. So when we're talking about the war crimes of Vladimir Putin, and by any yardstick you could argue invading a sovereign country that hasn't attacked you is that, we've got to understand the globalists have already launched their new type of war, which is really a modern form of ancient war, total siege, with their global lockdowns, and have rolled out a biological attack against the people of the world through the virus they created in Wuhan, now on record to be man-made and confirmed, and then through the vaccines that aren't vaccines that create the same deadly spike protein in the body at levels much higher than the natural infection. And that's why when I saw the Russian news report that there were Western biolabs, level 4 biolabs in Ukraine, and that indeed Russia was bombing those, I thought, well, that could be wartime propaganda. All sides are putting out a lot of bull right now. We've covered when most sides are lying. We've also covered when different sides tell the truth. But now it's coming out. We've got articles on Infowars.com indeed confirming very dangerous level 4 bioweapon labs in Ukraine that the West was funding. And then you start realizing that it is the UN, it is the globalists that were running the Wuhan lab and the lab also in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, not just China. And they are the ones that patented it. And they are the ones that released it. And so you have to then give people the benefit of the doubt when they say these type of labs were set up and were actually threatening Russia. Because aren't these labs around the world, no matter where they are, threatening all of humanity, just as Senator Rand Paul has said? But then I add to that, the way to shut down a bioweapon lab is not to bomb it. That's how you could actually release the virus. If Russia thought these labs were doing this, they should have made a big deal about it. They should have come out and called out the labs and called out what was happening around the world. Because, again, this is a global system of mad scientists who want total control over every aspect of life. And they will use crises. They will exacerbate crises. They will create crises. They will create false flags as a pretext for their control. Just remember a month ago, the State Department CIA spokesman was up there saying, we know Putin's going to stage false flags in eastern Ukraine. We know he's got 200,000 troops he's planning to invade. And the reporter said, that's Alex Jones territory. But I was honest once the war started to come out and say, well, looks like finally the Pentagon and the State Department and the CIA for once told the truth that indeed Putin was planning to invade. It actually told the Chinese months before they would wait until the Olympics were over. And several Russian politicians, like Veronovsky and others, went on TV, it turns out, a month before the attack and said the attack would happen on February 22nd, 2022, which it did. So this is just really, really interesting and amazing information. And people ask me how I know the future. It's, again, not a crystal ball, folks. I'm not Nostradamus. It's actually read and watch what the Chinese are saying, what the Russians are saying, what the Germans are saying, what the U.S. is saying. Actually study all these facets and then ask, well, who would stand to gain from a false flag? And if it is the pretext to invade Ukraine for whatever reason, whether Putin was right or wrong, it would be a false flag. And then we saw a bunch of car bombings and truck bombings as the pretext for him to invade. Now, did Putin do that, or did the Ukrainians actually detonate a bunch of truck bombs and car bombs hoping that Russia would invade. I don't think they have the motive for that, but I do know now some of the mayors and people in the eastern area of Ukraine that were pro-Russia have now been kidnapped and assassinated, and the Ukrainian government, Zelensky, is celebrating that. So this is a very complex area, very complex issues, and I'm simply trying to get people to learn who the players are and what the history is so that we can make our own decisions and not just be bombarded with propaganda and not be able to decipher it. So, yes, we are all in Alex Jones territory now. You get in Alex Jones territory when you actually start studying the history, the different layers of things, the different power structures. And when you realize you're in Alex Jones territory, you realize you're in a territory with a ruthless global elite, with advanced technologies that think they're God, that are trying to bring in a world crisis as the pretext for total domination and control of humanity forever.
That's Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen, on the road. Owen Schroyer here back in studio. We are going to be hearing from Alex again coming up in the next segment. It's just so much breaking news. Folks, shop at InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air. It's you and your support and your prayers and your spreading the links, spreading the live feed that we're still on air. And, of course, your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com is imperative.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer is about to take over the transmission, but I just want to be completely clear with everybody. In my view, the world is the most danger it has ever been in modern history. We are in the greatest danger posed by humans against humans that our world has ever seen, and it's only going to intensify. Look at some of the headlines on Drudge Report. Putin, I'm taking it all. Planning martial law. Flights to capture Europe's biggest nuclear power plant. 9,000 soldiers killed. Kremlin advisor cannot comprehend invasion. Exodus. As refugees flood into Europe, at least a million. Kiev shrines, memorials at risk. Yeah, they first read a claim that Putin had targeted a Holocaust shrine in Kiev, and it wasn't true. Kiev shines, memorials at risk.
NATO pours weapons in. Mood darkens in Moscow. India and China abstain on UN votes condemned. Venezuela slams sanctions as madness. Enormous scale of financial pain worries some in the West. More. Week two, first city falls. Odessa braces. Russian satellite attack.
It goes on and on from there. Why did we have World War I? Why do we have World War II? Why do we have the Cold War? Because there are different powerful blocks of governments and corporations that want full control of the planet. But if we go back to the Cold War, even back to World War II and the Nazis, it was the most powerful, richest families in the United States and the UK that were working with the most powerful families in the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, or what was left of it. And even at the end of World War II, all of the major company owners that produce the planes, the tanks, the flamethrowers, that use the slave labor at the death camps, they all just faded off into the background and kept all of their major ownership. And then they founded the Bilderberg Group in the early 1950s with British and U.S. intelligence, and that forms the New World Order that we're under today. So remember, Putin's main job in the KGB, and he rose the head of the section in East Germany, was interfacing with Western intelligence and working with Western intelligence. And I'm not saying that Putin is a double agent of the globalist. I'm explaining at that high level, just like with World War I and World War II, behind the scenes, deals are being made and broken and then made again and broken again with these high-level dealers, just like Stalin and Hitler made deals the first few years of World War II. But again, we know the globalists are creating a cascade of events with the COVID and the lockdowns and the wars and the cyber attacks and the collapse in third world populations and the Black Lives Matter racial division worldwide to destabilize the planet, to bring in the one world government cashless society. And here's the most important thing I've said today, and the whole point of the broadcast is this. A, the world's in the greatest danger in its history of nuclear war. Nobody denies that, hands down. So people should know how serious this is and be involved and be informed. I know this audience is, and so I say, God bless you, and I salute you. Number two, by the Central Bank of Russia having its holdings in other private central banks grabbed, it is endangering the entire global banking reserve system and pushing U.S. hegemony in dollar supremacy
towards the edge of a cliff and is incrementally making countries hold less and less dollars in their reserves and making them buy less and less U.S. and EU bonds. If you go back a few decades ago, 90%+ of the world bonds were being held in U.S. currency, now at 60%. And the acceleration has mainly been in the last decade. So you can pull these numbers up for yourself. You can see this for yourself. Why are the policymakers doing things that push everybody into the arms of Russia, China, and India? And we have memos that were leaked out of the Chinese where they said, we'll act like we're neutral, or we'll act like, you know, we don't want Russia to invade Ukraine, but we're going to secretly back it because they're going to back us when we go into Taiwan. And so for some of the people out there that don't like being called Russian agents by the left and are sick of it, that will then manipulate your psychology to then go and think, okay, well, Putin must be great, when you've got to pull back and see the Chinese involvement and all the rest of it and just how complex this is. And then once you look at it from a Bilderberg group or Davos group level through their eyes, then it all begins to make sense. We need to bring to justice Fauci and Bill Gates and the people that launched this virus and lied to Congress about the virus and have been caught red-handed creating the virus. We need to do what Governor DeSantis is doing. We'll play that clip coming up here at the start of the next segment and tell the kids, take your damn mask off. It's a symbol of mind control and brainwashing and slavery. We need to be calling out the system, or they're just going to bring out a new virus and have more lockdowns with their global ID. We have to get on the offense right now, ladies and gentlemen, and realize that you can have an enemy like Russia, you can have an enemy like China, you can have an enemy like the globalist in D.C., but at a certain level, they're just puppets to the larger international financial system at which BlackRock sits at the very, very top. When you study what BlackRock's doing, BlackRock is involved in all of the Black Lives Matter, the SJW, the UN funding, the open borders, the chemicals in the water, the transgenderism, the devaluation of the currencies, and the push, of course, for all these different wars, while at the same time backing China 100% against America. So it feels good at a primitive level to point our finger at the Russians and say they're the big enemy now and, you know, let everything be focused on them, when Russia is a very small piece of this. What they're doing in Ukraine is a very small piece of a larger operation where we're all being hit by biological weapons by the globalists. They cooked up that virus. They made it in the lab. They released it. That's now confirmed. But that's being eclipsed. That's being hidden by the new hysteria that is the situation in Ukraine. So a full understanding of the public, of the Great Reset, meant to collapse the world systems and on its ashes build their world government of transhumanism and depopulation, known as Build Back Better, which the Crypt Keeper talked about in the State of the Union two nights ago. Build Back America Better. When you hear that, that means losing your rights, massive crime, defunding police, having your guns taken, having deadly shots forced on you and your family. They know we were waking up. They know we were getting involved. They know we were getting informed. And so the system's backed off on the COVID, but only for a short period of time. And Bill Gates has even said that. We've got to continue to hammer and continue to expose them, or all that we've gained will be for nothing. And the new world order will simply take back control as soon as we go back to sleep. So again, pray for peace, pray for a global awakening. And whatever you do, support independent media, because they're using this whole Russia situation at an unprecedented level to crack down on speech everywhere. And whatever you do, please keep InfoWars on the air by spreading the word and by buying the great products. I've decided, even though it's going to sell out and it's hard to keep in stock, I'm going to bring X3 back to 50% off, because it's so important for your immune system and everything in your body, that everyone needs it. So if you've never used X3 or you want to stock up on X3, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com, and also get your Winter Sun, and of course get your Brain Force Ultra. It is 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. I stay on air selling high-quality products that you need, that you want, and that you're going to be happy with. That's why you come back and buy products from me again. It's a symbiotic relationship. I promote liberty. I promote freedom. I fight the globalist. And I'm able to do that because you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, all the products are great. But when it comes to high-quality, storable food, in an inflationary system with major supply chain breakdowns, this is an absolute 360 win, a no-brainer. And they've got high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you right now. The great folks at My Patriot Supply, exclusively at preparewithalex.com, discounted. So again, beat inflation, be prepared, fund the InfoWar. The only way you lose is not taking action at InfoWarStore.com or preparewithalex.com right now. This is high-quality, storable food. This is how you beat inflation. Get yours today. It's ready to ship, but I wouldn't wait because prices are about to go up because inflation is exploding.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them. Honestly, it's not doing anything, and we got to stop with this COVID theater.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Thursday edition. We're about to hand the baton to Owen Schroyer. I want to thank you all for tuning into the broadcast, and want to encourage you and remind you again to realize that if you don't spread the word and if you don't spread the articles and video, nobody will, and we're going to lose control of the globalist and be in even deeper trouble. But because of you taking action, and because of this audience being the literal tip of the spear, we have a very, very good fighting chance. And in the end, God is going to take us over to the next level. We're going to defeat the New World Order. God is going to take us over all these obstacles that the globalists have put in front of us. I wanted to play one more clip here, then hand the baton to Owen, and that is what Governor DeSantis in Florida just did, where he walks up to the podium, and here are these high school students, and they're all wearing masks in the cult, and he just says, take them off. It's stupid. It's dumb. And then you see Biden at the State of the Union coming in, not wearing his, shaking all the hands, but then okay, on Air Force One wearing one. It is absolute clownery, like him on Ash Wednesday, you know, having ashes on his head saying he's a Catholic when he's absolutely pro-abortion. So it's virtue signaling to everyone. That's what it is. And you agree to the biomedical tyranny. You agree to the fear. You agree to the lie. You agree to future lockdowns. You agree to forced inoculations. You agree to this biomedical tyranny. You agree that Fauci and everyone can be over you and control your life and control your speech. You agree to all the censorship that's happened the last 2 years. You agree to big pharma and big tech and the media all working together to censor people when you wear the damn mask, ladies and gentlemen, when you cover your face. You are truly in a cult. There's one other big piece of information I want to talk about, and we'll go to the DeSantis clip. And that, of course, is the Surgeon General, the same guy that got up on TV last year and said natural immunity doesn't exist. Well, now he sent a letter to big tech saying, I want to know how many people saw disinformation, which again creates the idea that they can just say what disinformation is. And I want to know how many people got hurt because they were told lies about COVID and about the vaccines and about alternative treatments, because we need to make sure this doesn't happen again next time. Think about that statement. They're weaponizing every agency. Remember when the CDC said it was going to nationalize all rents and take control of all renters' properties, basically? They found the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. Well, now we have the Surgeon General, as stupid as that deputy head of Health and Human Services that's a man that thinks he's a woman, in these little, again, Star Trek outfits or Admiral outfits, telling us that, ooh, he wants the big tech data where they spied on people to learn who's been naughty so that we can be censored and more controlled, I guess, the next time his handlers and bosses want to cook up a virus and release it so he can then suppress all the ivermectin and vitamin D and vitamin zinc news so they can suppress the budesonide news so they can get a higher kill number, a higher kill ratio when they intubate people. I mean, this is sick. You have Big Pharma controlling the CDC, the FDA, controlling this monster that was put in there, perched on top of us, trying to keep us from actually even learning what they're up to and what they're doing. And then having the nerve, after all their lies and all their fraud and all their insider trading and all their criminal activity, telling us that we're the bad guys and that big tech is going to be reporting back to the admiral about what we're up to. So we're going to play a clip of DeSantis here, and then Owen's going to take over the broadcast. But man, it's just amazing to know that they intended to push these lockdowns longer. They intended to push the masks longer. They intended to keep us locked down forever, just like Australia, just like Germany and Austria and New Zealand. But because of the massive pushback in places like the U.S. and the U.K., they're having to turn it back. Same thing in Canada, which just goes to show resistance is victory, submission is death. And InfoWars is the very definition of victory and resistance because of all of you. And we support life and we support liberty. And I just want to thank the listeners, everybody, because we've come so far. And courts in Europe and courts in New Zealand and courts all over are saying forced vaccines are illegal. They violate the Nuremberg Code. The globalists know all this, folks. They tried to hide it in plain view. They tried to gaslight us and sell tyranny, but it hasn't worked. And thank God we've got people like DeSantis calling it out. And just pointing out to people that you can take the damn face diaper off. You don't have to live in the mind control. You don't have to live in the brainwashing anymore. And then after we play the DeSantis clip, there's one more short clip that's got to go viral of Jimmy Dore explaining what's really happened as well. And then Owen Schroyer takes over. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off. Honestly, it's not doing anything, and we got to stop with this focus theater. So if you want to wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous.
All right, well, it's good to be at USF.
Remember what a conspiracy is. A conspiracy is one person working with another person to do something. I could think of lots of conspiracies that are surround COVID. People in power working together to promote propaganda or a lie about something. That's what I'm talking about. For instance, when I got injured by the vaccine, I was put into a trial, and one of the drugs they gave me in that trial was ivermectin. And I said to the doctor, I said, hey, isn't that horse poison? And he said, no, that's propaganda. And the reason why they're saying that is because if it turns out that ivermectin can treat COVID. They wouldn't be able to get emergency use authorization for those vaccines. And I said, but so what? Why wouldn't they just want ivermectin? Couldn't they make money off ivermectin? And he said, no, they can't, because it's off patent now. It's a generic and anybody could make it. So when I found out that they were lying at the top of their lungs about ivermectin, I started to look into other things. And everywhere I looked, it turned out they were lying. They were lying about masks. They were lying about herd immunity. They were lying about mandates. They were lying about ivermectin. Everything that I looked into, they were lying. Of course, if you say that, people will call you a Trumper, a right winger, and a conspiracy theorist like this guy just did. And I just want to let that guy know that a pothead comedian in his garage knows that there's a conspiracy around COVID. You have to be a liar or someone who just had a stroke to not see that this is what's happening.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer now here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, taking over here the transmissions for the next 5 hours plus, not to mention our fourth hour host, Paul Joseph Watson. Now, again, I've got huge news desk today, tons of video clips, and really, I think it's a time of revelation. I don't mean that in a biblical sense. I know that, you know, that you could say that as well, but I don't mean that in a biblical sense. I mean, it's why the trend Alex Jones was right is one of the top trends on the internet right now, because all the things that InfoWars and Alex Jones have been talking about for decades is now being revealed. Even some of the things that we've just been discussing in the shorter term, the last 2 or 3 years, is all being revealed. So let me just tell you the waterfront here before the great guests come on today. We've got Dr. Ben Marbles coming up from MyFreeDoctor.com. We're going to get his response to the Pfizer documents that just came out. And then I'm going to have, in the next hour, the 1 o'clock hour central, Dr. Brian Artist. The Dr. Artist Show will get his response to the side effects as well. And then, by the way, I'll just mention it now since I'm doing it. Coming up on the War Room, we'll have Jesse Lee Peterson, we'll have Alex Stein, we'll have Jim Hoft. So great guests coming up today on InfoWars Live Transmissions. Now, here's what I'm going to be getting to, and the way I've just been doing this today is just approaching it like a six-hour news show day. So some of this I'll get to on the Jones Show. Some of this we'll wait. We'll get to on the War Room. Stack over here of just all of the latest news since the Pfizer data dump and the response from the government, the response from the media, and then sadly, it's just so bad when the athletes, college athletes, are dying. And then I've got this huge stack. I mean, I've got so much of an update coming out of Ukraine. I think that's what I'm going to do when we come back. Cultural news, political news. And by the way, we've got footage today. Folks, look, I've been saying it for years, and Savage has written books. Liberalism is a mental disorder. But folks, they're reaching a breaking point. They're becoming psychotic now in their behavior.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients.
Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have really about an hour and a half or 2 hours of Russia-Ukraine coverage here. I'm going to try my best to get as much out in the next 15 minutes of this live transmission before Dr. Marbles joins me. But at the end of this, I'm probably going to have to parse the segments together where I cover all of it to then put out in a larger segment on band.video. Because it's just going to have to be kind of like, okay, we cover it, and then we back off, and then we cover it. And so it's a little clunky for talk radio, but we'll put it into a full video on band.video so that it makes sense, and it's a more fluid coverage. So let me just stop right there because time is of the essence here. Where to begin? Now, there are stories going around, and Russia has even made statements in regards to this. I just needed to get triple confirmation before I covered it, about U.S. bioweapons labs in Ukraine. Now, we know about the Ukrainian corruption. We know about the Western influence where they use Ukraine as kind of just a political laundering grounds, a money laundering grounds. And we know that it was Obama and Biden and Soros that had an illegitimate overthrow of the Ukrainian government to install an anti-Russian government to provoke this. Now, here's what the media doesn't tell you, and let me just put it into this statement before I come back to it later, after covering the biological lab information. When you're only allowed to hear one side of the story, something is up. When you're only allowed or you only see one side of the story, something is up. That's what's going on in Ukraine. You're only allowed to hear one side of the story, and that's Ukraine the victims, Ukraine the greatest, Zelensky a hero. Anything coming out of there is going to favor that narrative, and you're only hearing from Zelensky across the American media spectrum. Now, Putin gave a speech today. Did you hear that? Did you hear about that? Do you know about that? You going to see that anywhere? No. You should be very suspicious of that. Why won't American media show you both sides of the story? Doesn't mean they have to support it, but you think you'd want full spectrum information there. And here's what it equates to. For years, Russia, whether it's at the UN or anywhere, has been begging for a seat at the table, begging for the world to listen to them about their concerns with NATO and about their concerns with Western influence on Ukrainian elections and with their concerns about the world and culture. They just get no seat at the table. Nobody listens to them. They're told, buzz off. We're not listening. You're the bad guys. Screw you. Well, Russia's sick of that. Russia wants a seat at the table. Russia wants its concerns to be heard. And nobody listened. Now they are, or wait, are they? So Russia desperately decides, okay, fine, we'll invade Ukraine. Will you listen to me now? Can you hear me now? But no. Nope. Still not allowed to hear from Russia. Still not allowed to hear what's going on. Banning all Russian media. Banning all Russian commentary. Banning President Putin from even getting a message out. But let's wind it back. Why did the U.S. Embassy official website just remove all evidence of Ukrainian bioweapons labs? Stories at Infowars.com. Now, we're working on trying to get Dr. Francis Boyle back on, but he's very busy, and he was unavailable today. Snopes says that, oh, it's not true. There's no biological labs in Ukraine. It's not going on. Well, let me just read for you, because Dr. Boyle was kind enough to give me a quote, and he said I can quote him on this on the air. Now again, this is Dr. Boyle, who came on this transmission in February, I think actually late January was the first time, late January 2020, and then again February 2020, saying it's a Wuhan lab, it's a biological lab leak, it's the research they've been doing, gain of function, SARS-CoV viruses, all of that ended up coming true, Dr. Francis Boyle. And of course, what did they say? They ran the fact checks at the time saying that's not true, that's not the case. Now it's been totally 100% vindicated. So that's the track record of Dr. Francis Boyle. It's about as good as you can get. This is a quote from him. The U.S. biowarfare laboratories are extremely dangerous. They must be secured and safely decontaminated and then rendered permanently disabled by professionals. Blowing them up is just too dangerous. That would release biowarfare agents into the environment that could infect human beings. So, in other words, the biological labs do exist in Ukraine, and just like with the Wuhan lab, there is Western interest and involvement in those labs. And it was someone that called in yesterday, I think it was on the war room, saying, hey, are they going to blow up those labs? I've heard they've blown up the labs. And I said, well, I doubt Russia would blow up those labs, but I'm sure Russia would have an interest, a human interest, in stopping whatever it is they're doing in those labs. Russia was even afraid that they were making genetically targeted or race-specific bioweapons in that lab to target Russians, which we already know they were doing in China. That was already confirmed with Peter Daszak and Anthony Fauci involvement in the Wuhan lab and other labs in China, making race-specific bioweapons. Now look, think about it like this, though. Pretty much anything that you can conceive, somebody else is probably already doing. You understand that concept? It's been something that's been proven time and time again to me throughout my life. If I can conceive it in my head and it's a practically applicable thing, then somebody else is probably already doing that. So do you think they can make a race-specific weapon, a race-specific bioweapon in the year 2022? Do you think somebody maybe can do that? Do you think about that? They already are. So anyway, I've just got this stack of news here where it's, oh, the labs don't exist. No, there's no such thing. And then there's the confirmation with official documents, official websites and doctors saying, no, they're definitely there. I mean, it's ridiculous. But it's the same practice. It's the same operation that we saw in 2020 where they say, there is no Wuhan lab. There is no biological research. It's not going on. It didn't come from a lab. It's a wet market. It's a bat wing. And you're going to get censored and you're going to get fact checked if you don't believe in that. And then, oops, that was all wrong, and it turns out it was the lab. So, that's an interesting angle that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And again, after what happened, see, this is what's so frustrating. We don't live on a real planet. We live in the clown world now. After what happened with the biological research lab in Wuhan, China, you think every country, considering their drastic measures and emergency response to COVID-19, you think they'd want to shut stuff like this down? You think there'd be a bigger initiative worldwide to say, hey, we don't want another COVID-19 pandemic. So it just shows how the whole thing was fake. That's really what it shows. It shows the whole thing was fake. The whole thing was theater. They don't really care about COVID. They don't really care about viruses. They don't really care about stopping the next pandemic. In fact, I think they want it. If you could stop COVID-19 from ever happening, would you do it? Well, guess what? The origins of COVID-19 are now known as a biological research lab. And there's dozens, if not hundreds, of these still operating, doing similar things as the Wuhan lab. Any given day, another virus could get out. So maybe Russia's thinking, having these things on our border with psychotic world criminals running them is probably not a good idea. And we can't have detente. We can't have diplomacy. We're not invited at the table to discuss these things so the world can hear our concerns. So, I mean, maybe they'll hear our bombs dropping on Ukraine. Good approach, bad approach, I don't know. You can decide that's the approach they're taking. But see, the problem is the world's still not listening. And so the assault and the aggression from Russia in Ukraine continues. But there's a story that I think really kind of puts this all into perspective. And I'll have to get to this later today, but the Germans seizing the Russian oligarch's yacht. Some say it's $800 million, $600 million, whatever. It's like one of the biggest yachts on the planet. And so they're just stealing Russians' property now. Folks, this is yet again another war of the rich over land and resources.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.